previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester. Wake
up, give it up. So, we're not going to have time to go through all seven.
Okay.
But now, psychological studies tell us that if you enjoy these seven hobbies, you're likely to have an above average IQ. Oh. I'm gonna give you three.
Right.
And you tell me if you agree with them.
Okay.
Okay.
First one, I think, is the obvious one.
Mm-hmm.
It's people who read for pleasure.
Definitely agree.
I mean, for starters, it looks intelligent.
Yes. Yeah. You look very sophisticated. And
this is not just interrogating what they're reading.
So I'll get to that in a moment, but I just want to add a little hint here.
Mm-hmm.
All these things come with free hints.
Yeah.
If you take a picture of yourself reading and you post it on Instagram, you are even more.
About 30% more intelligent.
33 and a third. People with high intelligence don't just read more, they read differently.
Uh-huh.
They seek out complex narratives. They question what they're reading. They make connections. I'm tired of just reading. Highly intelligent. And look at.
There we go.
Question though, serious question. Does the same count? Does it have to be a book? No.
I wouldn't think so. I think it's literally just the enjoyment of getting new knowledge.
I've been a very bad earthling. I am reading fewer and fewer books, but I spend a lot of time reading stuff on my phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just different, like, and also quite an eclectic mix.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And look, I don't want to lie. If my kids decided that they like reading graphic novels or comics, I'm actually not going to say no or balk at it and think it's just good that you're reading.
I agree.
Secondly, playing a musical instrument.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's hard.
Also, it rewires your brain differently. The ability to do that hand-eye coordination and then sounds as well, it literally rewires your brain differently. It's amazing.
People who play piano or any kind of instrument well, I mean, immediately you are in a different category for me.
Agreed.
Like you are, like seriously. That's why if I ever have kids, you will play a musical instrument. Mm. And I will not let you out of that room until
you practice.
I'm hearing something decent. See how it goes.
Yeah, so let's get 16. They finally leave their room.
And the third one, and tell me if you agree with all three. The third one, and if you do this hobby, you are regarded as, you know, above average IQ, intelligent. And it's the one that I think people get a lot of nonsense about.
Mm.
A lot of people get criticized for doing this.
Oh.
It may be your children.
Okay.
It may be your husband. It may be your teenage son or older that have been copying a lot of nonsense for doing this one thing.
Oh.
And all this time, it actually tells you that you have an above average IQ. And that thing is...
Tell us.
That's obviously coming up. It's if you know, you know. 084 850 0942. If you do these hobbies, you probably have an above average IQ, they say. If you can't wait for the answers, that article is going up on our blog right now, jacarandafm.com.
You've just landed the amazing new job, but your old hatchback stuffed with student life memories doesn't exactly say, I'm leveling up. Now that is where Wheelie comes in. Sell your hatchback for the best deal and choose from 1,000 cars all at one place. Head to Wheelie Centurion Megastore and upgrade to the car that fits the new you. Deals that drive you happy. Wheelie.co.za.
Yeah, so I was saying, if you're just tuning in, I'm just going to mention three. The other four you can go check out on our blog on jacarandafm.com, links from social media. But they say if you do these hobbies, then you more than likely have an above average IQ. Reading books, just reading for fun, not just because you have to read.
Yeah.
Playing a musical instrument.
Yes.
And then the third one, I was saying, a lot of people get a lot of nonsense for doing these things, actually. What do you think it is?
Skog. Playing chess.
I think one of the most underrated hobbies are video and computer games. Just because people don't understand the strategy that goes into playing these games. It's not just pushing a bunch of buttons. There's actually a lot of strategy and intelligence involved in navigating some of these games.
You're absolutely spot on. playing strategic games
right.
like chess, poker, video games, and the like require you to think several moves ahead. So strategic, it's complex sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. It makes sense.
You need a lot of patience.
Yes,
so hours. Yeah. This kind of cognitive flexibility is a hallmark of high intelligence. A bit of chance and stuff. We also need time.
Yeah, it is time consuming.
Being busy makes us stupid.
And also, you could play chess but be a bad chess player.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
That's the thing. Yeah. Also, once again, the same thing for reading. If you don't go and post a picture about it on Instagram, it didn't happen.
You lose 30% of your ability.
Yeah. So what kind of picture are we posting here? So you're in a polo neck, obviously.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Skinned a pet.
Oh, no. What is that?
Yes,
like I know who the...
Yeah, like it looks like a... I know exactly those? What you mean. I call it a pet, but it's not a cap. It does have... It's like you clip it onto the...
Oh, yes.
The front of the pea cap.
Of those.
Yes,
okay,
one of those.
One
like
of those.
Peaky Blinders type.
That's it. That's exactly
right.
It.
So you've got that hat on. You've got a polo neck. You must have spectacles with very dark frames.
Yeah.
Yes.
Round.
Preferably round frames.
Mm. Very dark, dark frames.
Yeah.
And you've got a guitar, you know, like hanging from the one side of you.
No, no, the guitar. Guitar is going to have to be sort of slightly behind you, but visible.
Yes.
And you have to be reading a book about chess.
While leaning on the piano.
Boom.
There we go.
There
in
you
a
go.
Room, grand, in a bookshelf, like a
grand
room, a library.
Piano.
Yes, beautiful.
That's it.
That's right. Amazing.
Steinway and Sons.
Or,
AI
next time you see your husband playing video games, there's the picture.
Just remind yourself, he's highly intelligent. He's highly intelligent. He's highly intelligent.
Picture of intelligence. Go read more on jacarandafm.com.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.